Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time to get up. Saturday morning, Lou Manfredini is standing by.
Good morning, Lou.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
First time caller, long time listener.
It is time to start the day.
How do you clean a wooden kitchen floor?
And Lou's here to hold your hand and walk you through it.
Latex silicone or siliconized latex?
Together, we can change the world. And if that doesn't work, at least he has your leaky faucets and drafty windows covered. Here he is now, your host, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Last night I had a dream that the world was changing, changing by leaps and bounds. It started.
Welcome, House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini.
And the people began.
877-213-4LOU is our phone number.
Jeremiah woke me up this morning.
Time to wake up, everybody.
Brand new day.
How can I help you this morning? Building, renovating, anything you have going on in and around your home, please pick up the phone and give us a call. 877-213-4LOU. Good morning, Lindsay. How are you this morning?
Oh, I am great. How are you?
I'm doing well. We're working out a few technical difficulties this morning, but hopefully it'll all work out just fine for everybody, right? No, you're very low, actually, when you're speaking.
Oh, really?
There you go. Yeah, that's good.
Cool.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, Joe Brand and Don Kleppen, how are you guys this morning?
Good morning, Lou.
Doing okay. I was doing fine until I heard that wake-up alarm that Lindsay started the intro with. That definitely made my heart drop
right?
A little bit.
Right? I did that just for you.
You know, when she sent it to me, it's one of those things that when you hear it, you kind of immediately
jump,
sit up like,
right.
Am I supposed to get up now?
It's a little scary. Uh-huh. A little scary at this time.
Now, I'm
toes,
curious for all of you, because, you know, we're in this era now where I'm still an alarm clock guy, but I have evolved into now, you know, we all use our phones for everything, right? When it comes to, you know, whatever, for everything, right? Do you use the phone for the alarm?
I use the phone for the alarm. I use the Alexa for the alarm, and I am a 8 alarm kind of guy. I am I am not a 1 alarm kind of guy.
How about you,
all.
Don?
I also use the phone, and we have a cat that pretty much doesn't let me sleep. So it's not
Lindsay,
needed.
What do you use a phone to wake up for an alarm? What do you do? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Hold on, she's talking.
Sorry,
she's asleep.
Very funny. I do. Yes. Need an alarm. And I always use my phone.
And then the next question is, what is the alarm? Because now that I've figured it out, I go with the classic harp.
Oh.
That's nice.
Right? It's like,
ring,
you know, yeah. It's kind of this soft thing. But now I'm at that age where I get up literally a minute before the alarm.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, totally.
You whatever, you set it for 5 a.m. and you're like 4:49.
Yeah.
So.
And then you're angry because you're like, man, I had 10 more minutes.
I had what? Yeah, right. Or when you wake up 10 minutes before and you're like, just 10 more minutes. Like,
please.
You wake up and you're awake, right? You're like, okay, I could get up. But I'm like, no, it's 10 more minutes. And then that 10 minutes when you wake up, it's like there's like a load of sack of potatoes on you. You can't wake up.
Right. Yeah.
That extra 10 minutes is the worst.
It's brutal.
Yeah. Well,
but we
glad
made
that
it.
We worked all that out for everybody.
Yes.
We got a big football weekend, right? The playoffs, the two old men with a combined age of 88. What is it?
Well, what do they say to put him on the History Channel with Tom Brady and Drew Brees?
Yeah, I love those edited photos with those like wizened beards they both have.
They're having a lot of fun with it.
Oh, yeah.
They should.
And
I think we may have gotten just a few seconds late to you, Lou, but that's my fault because I had to throw in that Don Kleppen and Lindsay Smithwick's Green Bay Packers will be playing today.
Yeah.
It is game day.
Very excited. I know. Game day.
Yeah.
Oh. I know. My daughter's dating a Green Bay Packer fan who I don't understand is because he's from Florida, and they're going to come and watch the game, so I have to be...
I guess the Dolphins haven't been that good for a long time, so... You got to pick somebody.
Right. Exactly. Right. Exactly. So, all right. Nice to hear you boys this morning, and Lindsay as well. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. 877-213-4568. How can I help you this morning? Pick up the phone and give us a call. Let's get to those phone calls right now and get things started this morning. This is Kathy. Kathy, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hello.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you? Lou, listen to you all the time.
Thank you. How may I help you this morning?
I am wondering, I have a problem where I can't get hot water to my faucet until I let the water run a long period of time.
Mm.
So once it gets there, it's hot enough, it just takes forever to get there.
Right.
Is there anything I can do?
Is this the furthest, fixture from the water heater?
Probably, well, yes, because the only closest is the washing machine, the washer and, you know, the clothing washer.
Right, you have like a basement, but then is this a vanity faucet? Or I guess my point is this.
No, it's my kitchen faucet.
It's your kitchen. Well, is that directly above the water heater?
No.
No.
It's
on the other side of the house.
Split level, so the water, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what you're probably a candidate for, if you would like to get hot water faster, is something called, and you're going to want to write this down, a Watts,
yes.
W-A-T-T-S, a Watts hot water recirculating pump.
Oh.
Okay. Now this is this is something you would get a plumber to install, and basically what happens is at your kitchen sink, they're going to install this device between the hot and the cold water. It's actually called a solenoid. If you can imagine the letter H turned on its side. Okay?
Oh, yes.
Now, actually not the letter H turned on its side. No, it's the letter H. It's not even turned on its side. It's the letter H between the hot and cold water. And what that does is, and then there's a pump that gets installed on top of your water heater. It actually creates a little bit of flow, and it pushes the hot water to the cold water side to create like this little loop that never gets completed because of the pressure of the water, but it keeps the hot water at that fixture. Okay, so it's like drawing it. And then when you go to turn it on, now when you go to turn the cold water on, you may get, it might be just warm for a second, and then the cold water overtakes it because the little door closes not to allow the hot water to come in. But when you turn the hot water on, it's there. And what's unique about these Watts pumps is they actually have a timer on there. So in other words, you know, if you typically go to bed at 11 o'clock at night, well, I don't need hot water immediately at 11 o'clock at night. The pump shuts off, and you can turn the pump back on at 6 in the morning, you know, if you would like, and it can run all day. Or you could do different times of the day if you're working, whatever it might be. The unit itself costs about $300 or so, $400. Then you have to get it professionally installed. Mm-hmm. So the whole deal could be, you know, a $500 or $600 proposition, but it does work.
Oh, very good.
A Watts.
I didn't know why I had this problem. Yes.
Well, it's probably just has everything to do with the distance that you have from that fixture to the water heater, which is the issue. Kathy, thanks so much for the phone call. Our phone number is 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. I know it's early, but this is your best chance to get through. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We need to take a break, and we'll be back right after this.
Have a question for Lou?
Well, I've got a problem from that cold snap we had. My heater went out.
Now's the time to call.
I have a 20-year-old granite countertop, and I was just wondering how I would feel it.
Lou Manfredini's taking your calls live right here.
And that laminate floor is going to shine like the top of the Chrysler building.
And right now on House Smarts Radio.
Well, I'm working on the building.
You'll stay up until this floor shines like the top of the Chrysler building. I always think of that. Welcome back. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. Our phone number is 877-213-4LOU. Let's talk to Mary Ann, who is in, is on Long Island. Hey, Mary Ann.
Yes, good morning, Lou. We have an upstairs bathroom, and I think it's when we flush, we've noticed that on the living room ceiling, there's some water, stain on the ceiling. So we're not using it. And my husband wanted to turn off the water, the valve, and it's frozen. And he tried WD-40, and it didn't work.
Okay, well, my only concern, Mary Ann, is that when those valves are that frozen, when it's that hard, the risk is you could break it or it could not turn off all the way. Okay?
Yes.
Now, are you in an apartment or a house?
A house.
Okay. And do we know where the main water valve is in the house?
Yes, it's down the basement. My husband knows where it is.
All right. Yeah. So here's what I would do. Where that valve is, now you said you're not using it. Is your plan to get this fixed? I mean, because that leak could be... It could be an issue with the wax ring on the toilet, you know, where it sits onto the floor. That could be where the leak is from. It could be a separation in a pipe or something, you know, inside the house. I mean, you're going to need the help of a plumber on this. But if you're just trying to, well, you just want to make sure it doesn't leak. Is that for in the short term? Is that your plan?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, you're not noticing that the water is running, right, in the toilet? Like, when it's off, it's off. You don't hear any water running.
No, I don't.
Okay. Then if you're not going to flush the toilet, my guess is there's a 90% chance that this is a wax ring issue where the toilet sits on the floor. And if you don't flush the toilet, then there's no water that's going to go down that pipe because... You know, imagine the bowl is holding the water. It doesn't leave that toilet. From that point where you see the water in the bowl and what's in the floor, it's air. There's no water there. So shutting it off it's not going to buy you anything. And I think that what you may want to do is just get a plumber when you're ready and the budget allows to come and pull that toilet because it's probably just that you need a new wax ring.
Okay. All right. Okay, yeah, we're not using it, so...
Maybe what you do is, take some painter's tape, close the toilet seat, take some blue painter's tape, and tape the lid shut just so somebody doesn't forget.
Yeah. You know what? Someone told my husband, get all the water out of the toilet, you know. But my husband did that. He scooped, and then it filled up again.
Well, then, okay, so then if it shouldn't fill up again if you scooped it all out, that could be a little bit of a leak in the flapper, like your flush valve, where that's water slightly leaking down there. So that changes the equation here. Typically, if the water in the bowl is staying there and you're not hearing any water running, you don't need to take the water out. It's not going down to the floor.
Okay, all right.
But my point is, if you want to turn that valve off, you got to turn it, okay, and you got to turn it, and if it cracks or breaks or doesn't seal all the way, then you got to go down to the main valve and shut that off. You know, have your husband have a towel ready or something like that to make sure that everything's good.
Yeah, I know, but that's why you didn't do anything because if there's a problem, you have to turn off.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And then you need to get the plumber there. So maybe the best thing to do is let's get the plumber on your schedule, right? Hey, can you come on Tuesday at 2 o'clock or whatever time it is? That way you plan it. It's not an emergency because then if all of a sudden I don't have any water and it's an emergency, you know what I mean? That costs you more.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Very good. Thank you very much.
Marianne, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling this morning. 877-213-4-LOU. Let's speak with David, who's in Boston. Hey, Dave, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Yes, good morning, Lou. I have a house that was built in 1900, and I'm remodeling one of the rooms in the house, and there's a chimney that goes right up through the house, and there's a a wall that goes around the chimney in every room. My question is, can I take down that wall in this room that I'm remodeling and bring the ceiling over to the brickwork and the floor over to the brickwork? Is that legal?
You mean you want to have that brick exposed?
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's legal. Here's the thing that I'll tell you. When you have those interior fireplaces like that, they slapped those together 100 years ago, right? The brickwork that they may have done anywhere else where they took their time, when they knew it was going to be covered by plaster and lath, don't be surprised if that brick chimney has, some would call a lot of character, you know, mortar sticking out, or you may even see that you need to do some tuck pointing there as well, right? Is this brick chimney a service chimney? Is there something that goes in it?
No.
Fire? So it's pure.
It's not being used for anything.
Yeah. I think that's an awesome look, and it's a beautiful look. You'll clean it up. It'll be dirty. You may need to do a little tuck pointing just to keep it sound, but you can bring it all up there. And if you take your time, like with the ceiling, and you do, there's these really cool tools that you can buy, that create the shape and the form of the brickwork. And then you can transpose that onto the drywall or the plaster. So you cut it perfectly. So it kind of goes along whatever, the differences in the brick or the floor, and it looks really sharp.
Oh,
it's called a contour tool.
Contour. Where would I get that?
I see them. You know, you can find them at good tool shops, you know, like places that service the building industry. But I see them online like crazy, and somehow I got some crazy Instagram feed that keeps sending them to me. But it's a contour tool. It's basically like it's a bunch of rods. If you can imagine a yardstick, it won't be that long, but imagine a ruler. And in that ruler, there's a bunch of little rods that go through it, perpendicular. You just shove it against the contour, and it creates that shape, and then you take that and put it down on top of the drywall, whatever it might be, and then you just draw with a pencil, and you cut it perfectly, and it looks amazing.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you.
You got it. Have a great day. Appreciate you calling this morning. 877-2134. Lou is our phone number. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini.
Good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
I could think of a million things to ask you, but I'm going to limit it to one thing today.
All he wants to do is help.
So teak oil, don't use it. Go to Pennafin, use their product, and I'll get a nice result.
And help you feel good.
It's going to look great. And you're going to look great.
Thank you.
And maybe even look good.
That's the most important thing.
Right. It's always better to look good than to feel good. Remember that.
Now back to Lou on House Smarts Radio.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. Something special on my mind. Last night I met a new girl in the neighborhood.
Welcome back. 877-2134-LOU. Max went back to, our youngest son Max went back to college, and we drove him back to school, and he drives our old red Jeep, which I love that red Jeep. My back didn't like the red Jeep, but I love that red Jeep. And as we were moving him in, we pulled up, and it's all COVID, so you got to be super careful, with the masks and everything, and you get a certain amount of time, and they're like, okay, unload real quick. And as we were unloading, another Jeep pulled up next to it. Now, for those that don't have a Jeep, that there's like a signal of Jeep drivers, right? Like if you're driving and a Jeep's coming towards you, right? You just sort of, you give a little, you don't wave, you're like, hey, how you doing? I got a Jeep. You're not like Buddy the Elf, right? You just sort of, the cool thing is like you got your hand on the wheel, right? If you can imagine.
Oh,
I'm
you
in
like
my
do
Jeep.
A head nod, you're like, hey, what's
No. You just kind of put two fingers up, from the steering wheel, right?
Oh, cool.
So we're moving in, and this young lady pulls up in this older Jeep, and she's got a Grateful Dead tire cover on the back. That's the other thing is Jeep owners, like, they express themselves by the tire cover on the back. And so, she pulls up, and I give her a little, hey, nice Jeep, like a little, because we're loading stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so as we're moving in and back and forth, I said to Max, I go, did you see the cute girl in the Jeep? He goes, yeah. He goes, that's the girl you want to meet. He goes, yeah, right, she's a Jeep driver. I go, uh-huh. Just something, right?
So did he give her the sign? Was he like, what's up, girl?
Well, I don't know what happened. I left. And now I don't want to be like the creepy dad, right? I'm like, all right, bye-bye.
I'll
you kids have fun.
I'll get the scoop.
Okay, you know, I last week we started something that at this point I'm just calling Farm Stories, and the idea is to celebrate stories of in agriculture and people helping each other and doing really good stuff. This is something that actually my daughter Carmen has been researching and writing and putting together, and you know, I record these things and then I send them to Lindsay. I said, here's the next farmer in the Dell. Maybe we'll call it that. That'd be a good one. But here's our farm story for this Saturday morning. I hope you enjoy it. In Hood River, Oregon, Rayasis Cooperative Farm is beating COVID-19 with beets and lots of them. Founding member Joel Paleo had to rethink how to sell and share extra produce that's been piling up since the start of the pandemic. And you can only pickle so many beets. His farm is used to selling year-round at the Mercado del Valle, a local farmer's market centered around Hood River's Latinx community. And this is a large community they have, many residents of the area having originally moved from Mexico to work in the orchards. Today, 30 of these families are involved in Reyes's cooperative, each family dedicating at least 10 hours a week helping out on the farm. What they get in return is not only a place to grow organic food, but also a place to grow and learn with each other. Now, while this past year had to put a pause on much of the farm's community building, Paleo has only seen it as an opportunity to share in a different way, an even more crucial way, providing food security to his community. Farm work is prominent in Hood River County and the surrounding Columbia Gorge area, and yet food insecurity is almost as prominent amongst farm workers. A 2015 survey showed that 53% of farm workers are food insecure, and that was without the pandemic. The economic challenges that came with 2020 have only led to greater generosity among the Reyes's cooperative this past year. Members began to bring home more from the farm than usual, sharing most of it with their family and community members. They were also able to sell some of their produce in a mobile market that was created in place of the Mercado de Valle, though the festivities that come with their usual farmers market could never be replicated online. Mariachi bands aren't the same online. But the support does not stop with food. Many members of the farm have played a big part in COVID-related outreach to the migrant farmwork community. They're also working to ensure and empower the presence of the Latinx voice during the pandemic, offering support and education to local organization and farm workers. With mouths fed and voices strong, all that's missing is a little music. Here's to a hopeful return of their farmers market and its mariachi band in 2021. I love that. I love those stories of people giving back. You know, if you have a story like that, you know somebody doing that kind of you know, good work within the ag community, why don't you send an email to Lindsay at HowSmartsTV.com, Lindsay at HowSmartsTV.com, and we'll, you know, even if you reference it from a magazine article or a paper article, whatever it might be, happy to share that with folks, because I think that that kind of giving back is what farmers have always done, and I think it's worth celebrating each week. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines, and speak with, is it Maggie on line three? Hey, Maggie, good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
Well, I bought a house with carpeting, and I was later told, and I wanted to have the carpeting removed to have hardwood flooring installed, but I was told that the linoleum blocks under the carpeting probably contained asbestos, and I would have to have these tiles tested. Then later I was told I could have this flooring encapsulated. I was told that at one of the big hardwares. I wanted to know, is this process safe for me for now, and would this encapsulation process pass inspection later, even if I wanted to sell the house?
Maggie, do you want real hardwood flooring?
I did if I could afford them.
Yeah.
I don't have to have real. I could have I could have the other kind.
Okay. Here's the thing. First of all, certainly if you look at a floor, you know, you can kind of come to some conclusions like, oh yeah, that might be asbestos. But the only way you're going to know is if you in fact get it tested. Okay. And,
yes.
And so I'll talk about that, but then we'll talk about the encapsulation, real quick. The testing, you can buy a home kit at the hardware store. It's $10. You take a little piece of the tile, you put it in a little plastic bag, you mail it off to a lab. It costs another $40. Within a couple weeks, they'll get you results. They'll mail it back to you. And they'll say, yes, Maggie, you have asbestos, or no, Maggie, you don't have asbestos. Now, if you do, encapsulation means just putting a new floor over the top of it, not touching any of that. And if you want that look of real hardwood floor, then maybe what you do is consider a luxury vinyl floor that has a wood look to it. It is beautiful. It's 100% waterproof. Putting a floor over that, encapsulating it, is absolutely legal. It is an approved method of controlling the asbestos. Remember, it just being asbestos and sitting there doesn't cause any harm to you. It's if you create dust and you're breathing that long term. So if it just settles and it's there and it's made of asbestos and you cover it up with a new floor, that is perfectly legal. You're not trying to cheat anybody or anything like that. And with that luxury vinyl tile, you know, you can get away with a really good product there at around $4 a square foot, and it's super, super durable. Maggie, thank you so much for the phone call. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Our phone number is 877-213-4-LOU.
You're listening to your big brother in the business. That's right, Lou Manfredini. And he's taking your calls live right here on House Smarts Radio.
Nothing wrong with a hard head and a hammer.
I guess I should qualify that if you're going to send Lindsay an email at housemartstv.com, it's Lindsay with an E. Lindsey at housemartstv.com. Welcome back. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio, 877-213-4-LOU. Well, let's go back to the phone lines and see if we can help a few more people off before we finish off this hour this morning. Really? Okay. Well, let's take Cynthia, who is in Chicago. Hey, Cynthia, good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I thank you for all the helpful hints you give while you're on hold.
especially
the one about the squeaky floor
and the shower head. That's a good one.
That's a good one. My question is, I have a 68-year-old home with a 68-year-old bathroom, one bathroom in the whole house, and I have one of those indented holders for the water and the soap above the sink.
Yeah.
You know, those silver ones. Well, they're in pretty kind of bad shape at the bottom of it where the glass holds. It's kind of like rusted. It's yellow. Is there anything that I can put on there or apply or scrape?
So these are metal.
Yeah.
These are metal brackets that are set into the tile, and they're sound. They're still in good shape, like the firmness of them, but they just don't look that great.
Correct.
Okay.
The inside, where you know, the back side of it looks fine. It's just the bottom part where the glass or the soap would sit on it. Mm-hmm. That is really
You still have the glass and everything from 1968 or whenever it was?
No.
So
you mean the part that the soap would sit on?
Yeah.
No, that plastic or the glass is gone.
I see.
It's just flat.
It's just glass or it's just metal?
No, it's metal.
It's metal.
I thought you were talking about the plastic part that went in to hold the soap.
So here's what I would do. I mean, this is not a perfect thing, but it'll look a heck of a lot better. Have you ever done any spray painting?
My husband did, but he's passed, so maybe my son can do it.
Okay. Here's what I would do. Where this meets the wall, have your son get some painter's tape and carefully tape around the tile. And you're going to need to tape more than you think, because the spray paint does, you know, there's overspray. And so maybe like a plastic drop cloth over the sink, and then if you've got some old newspaper, you know, carefully tape around the metal, and then also put some newspaper on the wall and tape that so that if there's overspray, it just goes onto the paper, not onto the tile. Rust-Oleum makes a spray paint in silver that has a hammered finish. Okay. And what I would do is take a little a sanding sponge, like a medium grit sanding sponge. These are all part of the supplies that you're going to have your son or you're going to go buy. Lightly sand those fixtures, right? So just we want to rough them up and clean them up as best we can. It doesn't have to be perfect, but it needs to be as smooth and as clean as possible, and then wipe it with a clean rag.
Okay.
This hammered finish on the spray paint, when you pull the trigger on the gun, it will it spits and sputters, but it has almost like little metal flakes on there, so it creates a little bit of a texture that's really pretty. And and so when you tape it all off with your son, if he's never done this before too, the key with spray paint is you don't need to cover it all the first time. So he's going to do a couple of passes, you know, where he gets a little bit of coverage, and then let it dry for an hour. And then come back again and hit it one more time to get the nice, solid color that you're looking for. And then leave it like that for like 12 hours before you go back to using it. So it really dries and cures.
I see. Okay.
All right.
Now, can I get all this equipment at Ace?
You absolutely can.
Okay, great. Oh, I appreciate that so much. Thank you, Lou.
Cynthia, thank you so much for calling. I hope you have a nice day.
You too, Lou. Thank you.
Bye-bye. 877-2134-LOU, 877-213-4568. This is Kevin, who's calling in from Naperville. Hey, Kevin, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio. Hello, Kevin? No, I don't think that's Kevin.
Oh, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
How may I help you, sir?
I am a homeowner in Naperville. I've got a 35-year-old home that has an attic which is open completely. You can stand up in it. It's quite large. And over the years, we have a bathroom, which... my daughters have used, who have now since grown and moved away. But during the time when they were there, they took showers extensively, as you know, having teenagers.
Right.
The vent going into the attic was vented into the attic area, which is a wide open area, and it's got the vents around the base of it and so forth. So all you have up there is insulation, and you can see the inside of the roof at the top. Over the years, it turned dark, apparently, from the introduction of this moist, warm air up there.
Yep.
And I learned later that it probably was mold, which was in there. So I may have heard it on your show where I went out and rented this anti-mold material, Concrobium, perhaps.
Yep.
And I rented a sprayer and went up there and sprayed the heck out of everything. I wetted the surface and so forth, and later I let it dry completely. I looked at it again, and it still looked black. So my question is, did I get it, and is that just residual evidence that it was there and it's now dead,
or
and I need to take further action?
The thing with that is the fact that you will get some residual look there, but it does kill it. So even though it's black, you can go brush it off that it's dry, and that should do the trick.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Good morning, sunshine. Time to talk to your favorite handyman.
I'm so happy to talk to you. You've been my go-to guy for years.
So cozy up with your coffee or get to work. But whatever you do, keep that radio on and tuned in to House Smarts Radio.
Good day, sunshine.
sunshine.
Welcome back, Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio, 877-213-4-LOU.
We take a walk.
Hey, Joe Brand, I was thinking that the Sox will probably be good not this year, but the next year they'll win the World Series. Because if we go by any measure of what happens when baseball teams leave the station, right? Isn't that what happened? Isn't that what happened when the Cubs left? It wasn't the next year, but the year after that they won the World Series. So Sox fans, you're welcome.
I'll never forget producing Blackhawks games in 2016 when the Cubs were in the World Series and people calling in, why aren't you airing the Cubs game? They're in the World Series.
Right,
how
right.
don't you know this? And
right,
it's like, well,
right.
sorry to share the bad news, but
yeah, but 2 years ago they left.
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, that's the recipe, apparently, so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, they, a lot of upside for that team, though, in that organization, especially now with, a lot of teams having a tough time figuring out their organizations right now, but, they're the most promising in the city, so it's a fun time for Sox fans, fun time for Southsiders, too. They do deserve it. They've gone through some hard years.
Mm. Well, you won't hear him on this station, so we don't know. We're all about the Blackhawks. It was fun to watch the Blackhawks games. Certainly starting with Tampa Bay is not an easy thing. Is this what the NHL is going to do where they're going to keep players? Are they going to do these kind of back-to-back, or is that... I know they do that occasionally, or...
Yeah, no, that's basically how this whole schedule is going to be. You go to a town, you play two games in 3 days, and you stay out in that region because, so they play Florida tomorrow, they'll play Florida again on Tuesday, and then they'll have a bit of a home stretch too. It's just to limit the travel as every league is trying to do right now, and they only play the teams in their division. So yeah, Florida on Sunday, on Tuesday, and then home hosting Detroit, and then they go to Nashville, so that's still kind of central, and all the logistics work out in the favor of not spreading anything if anyone were to unfortunately contract the virus.
Yeah, right, boy. I mean, we're so close. We just gotta get more shots in more people's arms, and let's hopefully get to a better place. Good stuff. Thanks, Joe. 877-213-4-LOU, 877-213-4568. This is Gina calling in from New Jersey. Hey, Gina, you're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning.
How are you? I'm good. How may I help you?
I have a question. We have some columns, and they are outside of the house, and they are made of wood, but they are decaying. They are getting old. And I have a carpenter who said that he could build them again using Miratex. I don't know what kind of product is that. He says because that product wouldn't expand or wouldn't shrink. And it's better than PVC, which is the product that's called ASEC.
So I think what you're talking, if I'm understanding you correctly, is that you've got some wooden columns that are rotted. But just is it
yes.
Is it at the base of the wood or is it at the top?
Well, it's at the one is at the side.
Okay.
And the others one is also at the side, and the others are like a bird. The a bird that like makes a little hole there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now there are wood epoxies that are structural that you can use that you can fill those holes, so you can have a carpenter come and take all the rotted wood out of there. And do you have a pen or a pencil handy that I can give you the name?
Yes.
Okay. So one is JB Weld. J as in jet, B as in boy, weld like you're welding. And they make a structural two-part epoxy that's very good. And there's another company called PC Woody. P as in Paul, C as in cat, Woody like Woody Woodpecker.
Okay, that's the bird that makes holes.
Yeah. And so that, right, and so those products, if you have a carpenter come and take out all the rotted wood first, you can build this back up using this epoxy, and it can be structural, which will really work well for you. Thanks so much for the phone call. I want to see if I can get one more call in here. This is Ann in Chicago. Hi, Ann. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hello. I'm hoping you can help me. The water in my dishwasher is not draining out completely. What do I do?
Who's the manufacturer?
I believe it's Kenmore.
Okay. And to the best of your knowledge, there's no screen at the bottom of this. It shouldn't be. American. Some of the European.
I'm looking right now.
Okay. Because a lot of these have changed a lot. And American. Go ahead.
I don't.
There's nothing there that you remove. Like in, you see where the thing, the bottom, wash, paddle spins around?
Yep. That's
okay, right in the
right
center.
Now.
Around that, there's nothing screen wise that can be removed.
There's a cylinder. Oops, I just removed something. I have removed something.
A plastic cap?
No, it looks like, it's got like a little, metal mesh screen.
Is that clogged?
Not enough that, I mean, it could be cleaned a little bit, but not enough, I think, that the water shouldn't go through there.
So clean that up. Here's what I want you to do. Clean that up. Make sure there's no debris or anything in there. Empty the dishwasher. Turn the hot water on the sink and run the hot water till it's super hot. Put the dishwasher empty. Close it, start it on normal. When it drains and then it starts that initial cycle, you know, and then it refills back up and then it starts washing again. Put a half a cup of CLR in there, in the tub. Just pour it in there and let it finish its cycle. Half a cup, no more, because otherwise it'll foam up.
And can I use vinegar or do I have to use CLR?
I would rather you use CLR. You can use vinegar on your salad.
Okay.
or when you make poached eggs. Do you ever make poached eggs?
I do not. I don't. The yolk thing bothers me.
I'm telling you, I think that the reason that my wife now is going to stay married to me after almost 31 years is that I have mastered the poaching of the eggs, and the woman loves a good poached egg. So the vinegar is the key.
That's impressive.
I know. Well, you know, stick with me, and you fix your dishwasher, and if it works, you call me back. 877-213-4. Do you like poached eggs?
I don't get them. I would eat it. I like all eggs.
Yeah. I'm telling you. I got it.
I like all eggs, but I don't make, I never make them.
All going on. If you'd like.
Interesting.
Maybe we should do a little recipe thing where I can do all the little things. Today, you know what I'm going to make? Vegetable soup.
Ooh.
877.
You really are?
I really am. 877-213-4-LOU. And you know what the key there is?
Okra. Bowl of health is what you always say.
It's a bowl of health. Okra. Okra.
Okra.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Uh-huh. Hmm. Maybe, you know what? I'm gonna make a lot of it. I'm going to put some in a Tupperware. I'm going to drop it off at your house.
Well, that's great. I'm coming over tomorrow at noon. Anyway, I'll get some then.
Then I'll just give it to you then. You're listening to House Smart Radio. Wait, that's Soup Talk. We'll be coming up after this break that we take right now. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hey, I hear you. Sometimes it's tough to keep up with what Lou's talking about.
Okay, but the diatomaceous earth, you can actually use that in gardening.
I want you to buy a product called Concrobium Mold Control.
Concrobium. Well, let me tell you, sometimes he has a hard time keeping up with us, too.
You listen to Lou Dandini on Smart Radio.
Come on, Lou, keep up. What he said. You're listening to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Soup Talk. Welcome back. 877-2134-LOU. All right, you ready for your Netflix series that you're going to watch? Here it is. Write this down.
Okay.
Lupin. What does that look? L-U-P-I-N. It's only 5 episodes.
Okay, that's more my speed.
Okay, but there's like a huge cliffhanger at the end of the 5th. I just saw it, and I was like, oh, wait a minute. I thought we were... It is, listen to this, it's a thriller, it's French, okay? So, can you turn, I can't see, like when you're giving me those dirty looks, I can't quite see you. So, it's French.
The subtitles freak me out.
No, it's not subtitles. They dub
the
English. No, it's not subtitles. So they, but here's the thing. Like, I went through the whole first episode and I said, you know what I don't like about this thing is it's based in France and they're not speaking French. Well, it is based in France and they are speaking French, but they dubbed the English voiceover onto the actors and it totally works. Like, I didn't notice it until 100%. Now that I told you this, you'll do this.
Right.
And the guy that plays Lupin, he's a handsome fellow.
I'm looking right now. He is handsome.
Yeah. So it's really good. Fine. It's a thriller. It's really good. Lupin.
Great.
And it's based
thrillers
on a
too.
French. Yeah. Really good. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568. Hey, the next caller, we're going to give out a Mr. Fix-It hat sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling. If you're maybe working from home, you don't have enough room, well, let Cobblestone Remodeling create the space that you need. You can either go to their website, cobblestoneremodeling.com, or give them a call, 773-661-0606. That's their phone number. And we're going to send that out to Jerry, who's calling in from Morris. Hey, Jerry, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. My question is about a granite countertop.
Okay.
Okay, right where the sink, you know, is inserted, there are some little chips right towards the front. And in the one spot, it's like there's a little discoloration of the granite. What can be done?
Mm. Discoloration like it's a little bit dull?
Like it's a little darker, like in a circle.
Mm. Yeah, and tell me the stone itself. Is it a darker stone? Is it a speckled stone? Can you describe
it? It's a speckled stone. Mm-hmm. Speckled. Yeah.
So the darkness there is, you know, is especially on that front edge. It's where all that water goes, and you know it's always wet, and so the stone is absorbing that water, which is where the discoloration is actually just the fact that that part of the stone is damp. Now you could try drying it literally with a hair dryer.
Okay.
And but you need to literally spend 15, 20 minutes to try and dry, and then lay off the sink for a while. Or what could work really well is, like a heat lamp that you could clamp there to just push on it. Not super close, because you don't want to, pit, you know, the granite even more. But that would be where I would start and see if, like, wow, you know, when I let this dry, the coloration, the darkness is not there anymore. And if that is the case, if you can get that coloration to be more consistent, then what I would tell you is you need to seal that granite, which probably, I'm assuming, maybe you haven't done in a while?
Correct.
Okay. The chips in areas that you have, in areas, that can be filled with a little bit of an epoxy, but it's a little tricky to do this because it won't be perfect, but let's say, like, is there some black in the stone?
Yes.
Okay. So you could get a black epoxy that you would mix together, like a two-part epoxy, and depending on, are the chips right on the corner?
Yes.
Okay. You need an epoxy.
At the edges, yeah.
You need an epoxy that's sandable. And what you would do is you'd put some painter's tape down on one edge. You would fill a little bit of those chipped areas with epoxy. And then as the epoxy is drying, like let's say that some of this epoxy is what they say a 5-minute set, okay? So you're going to put this in there with a little toothpick or a tongue depressor or a popsicle stick or something like that. But then as it's drying, like at 4 minutes and 30 seconds, literally, you're going to take a razor knife or a razor, like a flat razor, and you're going to scrape along the edge to kind of cut any excess off and then let it cure. And then you're going to sand it smooth. I mean, this is all, I'm giving you how it gets done, other than if you hired a professional, because that's what they would do. But that you can do. You can fill in the chips, try drying it. A sealer, if that works, you're going to just apply that sealer. A granite gold makes a great sealer that you spray on. You give it a couple seconds, and then you wipe it away. And then you walk away, and it will seal it and keep that moisture, the water, from getting absorbed into the stone.
Okay. Okay, the reason I'm calling is I'm thinking of putting the house up for sale in a few weeks, and I wanted to, you know, try to make sure that that looks great and updated.
Well, let me ask you this. What else has to happen in the house? If you're going to sell, if you're going to sell this house, I mean, does it need new bathrooms? Does it need that kind of stuff?
No.
Okay. No. Try that. Don't worry about the chips. Okay. Try the thing with the light and the hair dryer, and then stay off of it for 12 hours. And if the color comes back, then seal it with the granite gold, and then put the house on the market, and you're good to go.
Okay, sounds good. My big worry was that, you know, in order to fix this, they'd have to take a whole section.
Can they
take a whole section of granite out? I mean, I'm just asking. I'm not going to do it, but I'm just asking.
I mean, they could, but the problem is whatever they would put back there, in other words, you know, let's say you've got a U-shaped kitchen or an L-shaped kitchen. If they said, oh, well, here's a piece right here, I'm going to take that out and put a new piece in, it won't match, right? Because when you go to do a granite, you actually pick the slab. And so even though it could be, you know, well, this was Uba Tuba from, you know, 10 years ago. Well, the Uba Tuba they pulled out of the ground today or a year ago is not the
match.
It's never going to match. And so, although Uba Tuba might, because it's one of my favorite stones, just because I love saying Uba Tuba. Can you say Uba Tuba?
Okay.
Can you say that?
Okay. Uba Tuba.
Thank you. I appreciate you calling 877-2134-LOU. When we come back, I had a really good conversation with Roy Spencer about the fact that they've been in business for 42 years and how they have so many services that they can help you with at your home that I think you'll find pretty interesting.
You're tuned in to Lou Manfredini. He's taking your questions right here on House Smarts Radio.
Hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hope we'll meet again.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini here with you. Before we get back to your phone calls, though, I wanted to spend a little time with a name and a company that you've heard quite a bit, not only on this radio station, but on this particular show. Joining me on the phone line is Roy Spencer, who is the founder and CEO of PermaSeal Basement Systems. Roy, good morning. Welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Hey, good morning, Lou, and thank you very much. Appreciate the invitation.
We have known each other a very long time, and it is amazing to me that you guys are celebrating your 42nd year in business, which I think is funny because, like, you started when you were 10, right? Was that when you started?
Yeah, and that story gets a little harder to tell with a straight face every year. But, time definitely is flown. But, you're amazed. I'm amazed. But, we're, you know, thrilled to still be active in the company and enjoying it every bit as much and maybe more so than I ever have.
It really must be. I mean, I think for anybody that's in business, and certainly there's been a lot of businesses that have been struggling this past year, but you guys have figured out a way to still be able to help people. I mean, certainly the kinds of work that you do, which we'll talk a little bit about how that's expanding. It really doesn't wait for the pandemic or anything like that. When trouble hits, people need PermaSeal's help.
Yeah, we're very fortunate, be an essential business, and that was certainly proved out this year when the May rains hit and people's basements were flooding, and we were able to respond and things. So literally help people keep their homes healthier and more valuable. And so we work year-round,
right.
You just never know when the storms are going to hit and need's going to arise.
But before we go on, though, I do want to – I think there is something kind of amazing to think about the fact that you've been around for 42 years. You have shared the story with me, but you know, when you started this thing, right, you were working for another company that you just didn't like how they were doing business, and you just thought you could do it better.
Yeah, actually, I worked for two companies, Lou. I just fell into the waterproofing industry, answered an ad in a paper for a management trainee, and interviewed with them. They hired me, and then they handed me a shovel and told me to manage this. And it turned out it was with a waterproofing company. And I kind of fell into it. But then as I learned what was going on, as I became a manager, I go, wow, this isn't right. We're not doing what we said we were going to do. And this isn't going to be a permanent repair. So I thought, well, I can't work here. I wasn't brought up this way. And then So I went to work for another larger waterproofing company, and so we're different things, and they were, but they were no better. And I actually saw the industry there, and I go, wow, everybody here is really not doing good work. And I thought, I got to go do something else. And I thought, well, maybe I could do it better. And so I had $1,700 in a bank and an F-150 pickup truck, and that was the genesis of PermaSeal, and put an ad in the Penny Saver, and good things happened. But it all started just wanting to do the right thing, and we've maintained that, the same core values and mission, you know, for 42 years, and it's really worked out well.
Your business has expanded exponentially as far as, the services that you offer. I think when you and I first met, let me back up. How long has PermaSeal been a partner with WGN?
You know, I was trying to do that math before our call, and I think I've been on your show maybe 17, 18 years.
Wow.
And I think with GN maybe over 20 years, certainly.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's been a great partnership for us. Yeah, it goes way back.
I mean, I can remember we had lunch somewhere, and the thing was, when you started with me, I could never remember your phone number. And we were joking about that. But I mean, if we go back 17 years and now we look at all the different services that you're offering, I mean, it seems like for the bulk of your 42 years, you know, you were really focused on waterproofing, but now it's, well, I'm going to let you describe it. Talk about some of the services that PermaSeal can now help with, because I think people sometimes are surprised if I take a phone call on a Saturday and I say, well, call PermaSeal, and they go, they do that? And I'm like, hey, aren't you listening? This thing's on, you know.
Well, yeah, it's absolutely right. When I started, I was working by myself, and I was doing crack repair, and then hired a kid, and so we could do a little more repairs and a few more kids and things, so we could do more full-extent waterproofing inside and outside drain tile and things like that. But, you know, our services have really evolved by listening to our customers' needs. And so, you know, people, we're waterproofing their basement. They say, our basement's dry now. It doesn't leak, but it still smells and feels damp. And so that led us into dehumidification systems. And, you know, my crawl space is so dark. And, yeah, it's dry, but it's dark and dirty and stuff. So that got us into crawl space and encapsulation. And then, for 30 years, people would, call us and say, well, I'm getting water, I'm getting inches and feet of water in my basement. And I said, where's it coming from? It's coming up through the floor drain. And I said, well, that's not a basement problem, that's a sewer problem and things. But, you know, it's still a problem. They're getting water in their basement.
Right.
So we tackled, sewer backup repair. So we evolved into that. And then, of course, structural problems. We were fixing cracks, but they'd reopen because there was an underlying structural problem. So we got involved with structural repairs. So one thing has just kind of led to another. Our latest innovation, the Basement Defender, my really first invention, and that's because some pumps were failing. Even the best pumps we put in, they're mechanical things, and they would fail. And even backup pumps and batteries get old and things would go wrong. So we listened to people and we saw the problems, and so we came up with a solution, which is the Basement Defender, that will actually test your sump pumps every day and alert you before an emergency arises. So that never existed before, and so excited and proud of that. So all these innovative services that we've done have simply evolved out of listening to our customer needs they have.
Right.
So,
I think that what's most important too is you add these different services. I mean, even like the concrete lifting and leveling that you do on the outside with the poly level, and you talked about the sewer services and even plumbing services where you have licensed plumbers who come in. You know, one of the things that you and I have talked about over the years is that you're interested, your motto has always been to do it right, right? I mean, in other words, we got to do this the right way, and we got to fix it once and for all. I mean, I think that says a lot about a good portion of the work that you do have these transferable warranties, which is kind of unheard of in service industries that come into the home.
Well, yeah, we're fortunate of that. I guess it all stems from me being a homeowner, and I don't like doing things twice, and
right.
I don't like paying for things twice.
Right.
And we're fortunate that the technology has evolved to the point where we can do permanent repairs. And if it's done right, epoxy inject a crack, if there's an underlying structural problem, it's going to be a permanent repair. When we put in our drain tile system with cleanouts, when it's installed properly, it's never going to have to be redone again. And so once I realized that, wow, these are permanent repairs, there's no reason I shouldn't stand behind it permanently. And if there is a problem, I'll be more than happy to come back and fix it, because it would be due to my error or whatever. So, yeah, that's just and then it's worked out so well having lifetime relationships with our customers. So we get, you know, people who call us back, you know, 20, 30 years later, and I'm still here. So
Right.
They buy new houses, their kids buy houses, people at work. For all the advertising we do, over half the leads we come and call us for help come from people who are referrals and stuff. So it's such a win-win situation. So I love having customers for life, and I'm more than happy to stand behind the repairs. And there's no reason it shouldn't. If it's truly a permanent repair, you don't need a gimmicky guarantee, or it's only as good as long as you own the home.
Right.
What difference does it make who lives in the house, right?
Right.
So it just makes.
Well, you talked about that evolution in how you listen to the customers, and you sort of develop these programs to be able to solve a need or solve a problem. You're now, you've got a brand new offering, right? Rim joist spray foam. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's a great time of year to talk about that. And again, it's a need. We're in all these basements and crawl spaces. And on this time of year, it's cold down there, and it results in cold floors upstairs and things like that. So we've got these cameras and things we can show you around your house while you're just, the heat's just radiating out of your house to the cold and things like that. It's a great source of heat loss right at that top foot level where, you know, your foundation extends above the ground, and that's where the rim joists are. So we've devised a system where we can spray an open cell foam there to insulate that and cut down that heat loss, which results in, you know, warmer floors. So it's not a waterproofing thing per se, but it certainly makes the below grade living environment, whether it's a crawl space or a basement, more livable. So again, we've gone beyond being a waterproofing company. Our goal or mission is to make your home healthier and more valuable. So
yeah,
whether it's concrete lifting or spraying or insulating the rim joists, these are all things that we can do, and adds great value to the home.
Well, and on a completely different note too, I mean, the fact that you've been in business for 42 years, the way I kind of always judge a business is not only by, you know, the quality of work people do. When you look at the people doing the work, and I know a bunch of the people that work for PermaSeal, those guys that are your management trainers holding that shovel, and many of them have been with you a very long time, which says a lot, you know, that you're doing stuff the right way, you're treating your people right, you're keeping them busy. Even this time of year, you know, where people might think, oh, it's really slow, but it doesn't tend to be, because you do offer all these different services to help people out. Let's wrap things up here. Your 42nd anniversary, you're also running a little bit of a special for people that are listening, correct?
Yeah, we're celebrating our anniversary by giving the gift of savings to our customers. And of course, it starts, as you said, with our employees. And we know if we take good care of our employees, they'll take good care of our customers, who in turn take good care of us. So we really appreciate that. So what we're doing during our 42nd anniversary, the month of January, we're giving a 10% off any and all of our services, like you say, plumbing, electrical, sewer, crawl space, encapsulation, structural repairs, anything. We're going to give a 10% discount up to $500, or offer free financing, so you can have the work done now with zero interest charges and pay for it in 24 months. So just kind of an anniversary special opportunity for people. And this is a great time of year to have the work done before the spring rains and stuff, and have that problem solved, and we can do the work year-round. So hopefully it's a win-win situation for everybody.
For sure. And I do remember the number now. If you want to set up a free inspection or an appointment today, you can call PermaSeal at 800-421-SEAL. That's 800-421-SEAL, or you can visit permaseal.net. Roy Spencer is the president and founder of PermaSeal. Roy, it is always a pleasure to talk with you. My best to you and your family and your business as well. Happy anniversary to you.
Pleasure is mine, Lou. Thank you, and same to you.
You got it. You're listening to House Smarts Radio. My name's Lou Manfredini. Our phone number is 877-213-4-LOU. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. Yes, it does. And you know what? Change is good. Maybe it's time to change your ride. Look no further than the Chevy Silverado, the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road, and it's good-looking. Chevy Silverado's Drive Mode Selector lets you select tow and haul, snow and ice, off-road to match any condition. And with its over 12,000 pounds of available towing capacity, you can haul snowmobiles and tra- Excuse me. What was that?
Hello.
Hello. me. You. Us. Here we go. You can, I mean, you want to, when you're talking about pickup truck, you got to have the deep voice.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Take it down.
You can haul snowmobiles and trailers and RVs, you name it. Silverado comes with an available 4G Wi-Fi hotspot or seamless communication. Plus, it's the latest safety features like forward collision alert, lane change alert with side blind zone alert, and front and rear park assist. All the safety and comfort you want in a pickup truck. Right now, you can get $5,500 cash allowance on a 2020 Chevy Silverado, 1500 Crew Cab LT Trail Boss. Plus, current Chevy owners get an additional $750 cash. It all adds up to big savings. Head to your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details. Change is good, and now it pays big. You know how when you get a new car, you're so proud about the new car?
I
went and got a haircut, and there was a little boy. I went to Supercuts. They're very good at Supercuts. They have the mask and everything, very good. Barbara, she did a nice job. And lovely lady, and there was a little boy in there with his dad, and he was at another chair, and they, you know, chit chatting back and forth, and it's just so, you know, the whole thing is weird, right? We got the masks on and whatever, and we both finished at the same time, and as we were leaving, you know, we paid and socially distanced, and then he walks out, and he's got a brand new Chevy Silverado. And it's the Z71. It's got like this red trim on it. And he's putting his little boy in the back seat, like in the car seat, you know. And the boy's probably, I don't know, 5 or 6 years old. And I'm walking by the guy and I go, that is a good looking Tahoe. And he just sort of looks, you know, and his chest sort of stuck out, proud as a peacock, you know, because you got the new car and you love the new car.
Yeah.
And then when someone acknowledges that you have a really nice-looking car, you just feel like you get back in that seat, you're like, I'm turning the radio up, and here I go. 877-213-4LOU. See, that's like that commercial from Progressive, like the waiter doesn't need to know your name. That's the kind of thing that when you're like your dad, it's a good thing. Hey, nice-looking car. You don't know him. You don't know him. 877-213-4LOU. This is Rosemary, who is in Chicago. Hi, Rosemary. Hello, Rosemary. 321, Rosemary. I hear you, Rosemary. You put the phone down. There she is. She's thinking about it. No. She's getting her coffee.
Maybe.
Oh, and she's checking out.
Warming it up. She's warming it up.
In the microwave.
Her coffee got cold.
Yeah. She's like, I waited so long that my coffee got cold. I'm going to put it on sensor reheat, and it'll be right back in just a second. All right. Well, Rosemary, I'm gonna see if I can put you back on hold and make sure that we can do that. We're going to put Rosemary right there. Okay. When we come back, it doesn't want to do that. How about I'd put her on two? I'm going to put her on two there. That's where it wants to go. 877-213-4LOU. You think you can get Larry in real quick? Let's try Larry if he's there. Hey, Larry, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio. Hi, Larry.
All right.
This is, you know what I love? This is like a well-oiled machine here at House Smarts Radio. So our phone number is 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. Hey, it's me. Welcome back. House Smarts Radio, Lou Manfredini with us, 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Thanks so much for hanging with us this morning. Hope you're having a good morning. And if there's anything I can help you with, just pick up the phone and give us a call. Let's go back to the phone lines right now and speak with Wally, who's in Crown Point. Hey, Wally, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you, Lou. How about a sump pump question?
All right.
This is actually my son's house, and we've had no problem. It's about 20 years old. He lives over by Chesterton. And he had a plumber out for another problem upstairs, and the fellow said, let's take a look at your sump pump. Now, we installed the pumps 20 years ago. I have a couple in my house, too, in Crown Point. and never had a problem. And he says, oh, this sump head is not deep enough because I look down there and I see a couple inches of water. And he says, you want that to be bone dry. Mm. And the tile that feeds in underneath your footing, you want that to be dry. You don't want your footing with any involved with any water. So we're going to have to take that sump pump out, that sump out, and lower it like whatever, you know. And I says, no, not till I talk to Lou. No. And my buddy is a contractor, says, bad idea because you get into the gravel underneath your floor.
Here's the thing. So that sump pump pit, first of all, how old are those pumps?
We keep those. We have two of them, and I guess he alternates them. We have those also on separate circuits with no GFIs involved. So I'd say one's probably 3 or 4 years old. The other was probably maybe 8 or 9 years old.
Okay, so they're pretty.
He tests those like once a week.
Okay, good. I don't care if there's water in the pit. That really doesn't matter at all. Because water seeks its own level, okay? And if you unplugged the pumps, right, all together, then look at where the water's at. And if it holds water 2 feet below, remind me, this guy's saying the pit's too deep or not deep enough?
Not deep enough.
Okay, well, if I make the pit...
He wants to...
If I make the pit deeper... It's going to hold more water. See what I mean?
I got it.
So in other words, if you unplug the pumps right now, you look inside that pit and there's, you know, whatever, a foot and a half of water. I'm just going to make that number up. And I unplug the pump and now I look down inside there and I'm like, oh, yeah, there's the water level right there. Now you could lower the pump and the pump could run more often, or the float or the pressure switch, whatever. But there's no advantage to the thing being bone dry. It's below the floor level, and that's where the water level is. And so going deeper will actually hold more water. I mean, think about it. When you dig a well, let's go deeper, find more water, right? That's the key.
Water because it's clay.
Right. So I doesn't bother.
We're not about to do this.
No. And
I said absolutely no.
And you know what?
There's an old saying about don't mess with something that works or something like that.
Right, exactly.
You know, remember that one? If it ain't broke.
I do, and that's a good one. And you know, a lot of times, Wally, what happens is people will call and say my pump runs too often. You know, like so I tell them to unplug the pump and see where the water is. As long as the water is a foot or so below the top of the pit. You can adjust that float. If it holds more water, that's fine. It's still going to pump it. It's still going to do its job. And it sounds like your son does a nice job of paying attention to.
He does.
You know, the age of the pumps and cycling them, making sure it all works because you know
we do that. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I'm in Crown Point, and in Crown Point, I'm quite an expert on sump pumps because you know we have water problems around here with a lot of building.
Right.
Not new buildings.
Right.
And so I've fooled with mine like for 40 years.
Right.
And anyway, I'm very much against it. He's not going to do this, I'm sure.
Right.
Because it's going to lead to some more problems.
I agree.
And there absolutely is no odor at all of any kind in this house or mine. So.
Wouldn't worry about it.
I think we're just going to sit tight on this one. But I would give a plug for a pump. We stumbled on this called the Basement Watchdog.
Oh, sure.
And this, I think it's manufactured up around Chicago, Milwaukee or somewhere.
It is, yep.
And I chose that for our primary pump because it pulls only 3 amps.
Mm-hmm.
So it's less likely to kick out a breaker.
Right.
And I think I said before, no GFI is involved because my buddy had that problem.
Right. That's good.
Sensitive.
Yeah, it's good. They're good pumps.
Anyway, we agree on this because that's first of all, it's a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's probably thousands of dollars.
Absolutely.
And then you do all that, and then it falls apart, and you say, well, that was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, thank you very much.
Wally, have a great day. I appreciate you calling this morning. Our phone number is 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. You know what? It's time now to hear from Lindsay about what's new at Builder Supply Outlet.
Thanks, Lou. Never, ever did we imagine spending as much time in our kitchens as we did in 2020. If that experience left you longing for more, workspace, efficiency, or just an updated style that inspires, then get to the Edge Kitchen and Bath inside Builder's Supply Outlet. With a huge selection of cabinets, tile, flooring, and hardware options, their design teams can show you how to transform your kitchen into one you love and love spending time in. For affordable design that inspires, go to BuildersSupplyOutlet.com.
If your family member is interested in securing a reverse mortgage loan, then listen to this invaluable information from Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender. Experienced homeowners secured 44,666 reverse mortgages in 2020, totaling a record $10.6 billion. These financially astute homeowners took advantage of benefits of reverse mortgage loans and what they provide. They're are many benefits of a reverse mortgage. Reverse mortgage clients have more money on hand because it reduces their monthly mortgage payments. These extra funds can be used to live independently longer through home modification or hiring home professionals to assist with home or personal care. All proceeds from a reverse mortgage are tax-free and will help extend the life of retirement funds. Now, if you'd like information about reverse mortgage loans from local reverse mortgage loan experts, then call Team Hochberg, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. Tune in to Home Sweet Home Chicago. It's hosted by David Hochberg, following House Smarts at 10 a.m. Homeside Financial is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 1124061.
This is a house that Jack built, y'all.
Now back to Lou Manfredini.
Remember this house.
Taking your calls right here on House Smarts Radio.
That it worked by hand. Yeah. It was the dream of an upright man. There was a room that was filled with love. Yeah. It was a love that I was proud of. This is a life, but a life that it's
welcome back.
The love, the same old love in the house that Jack
877-2134-LOU.
If anybody could see the way that you dance when this song comes on, they wouldn't believe it.
It's,
I mean,
right? I got it.
Really break it down.
Yeah. I think I hurt myself. Welcome back to House Smarts Radio, 877-2134-LOU. Let's go back to the phone lines here. This is Sorrel, who's in Des Plaines. Hi, Sorrel. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. I think I need advice.
Okay.
I have a bathroom upstairs and a bathroom downstairs. And my son was in from Michigan and using the downstairs shower. And he told me that he thought my shower upstairs was leaking down into downstairs shower. The tiles are lifting by the shower and by the toilet in that in bathroom upstairs. I don't know if I need somebody to look at the bottom, you know, to look up to see if the pipe is leaking from upstairs,
mm-hmm.
or to have them come in and go through the toilet or the shower upstairs.
And as far as you are aware, this is only happening in the shower area?
Correct.
Okay. And is this a tub shower or a shower base?
No, it's a shower stall. It's an added, we had it put in. I have a ranch house, and this is down in the basement.
You have a ranch house. This is down.
Right.
This is where it's leaking, is that? Go ahead.
Downstairs. I don't know if the leak is coming from upstairs, or I don't know what pipe is leaking, but evidently there must be some pipe leaking because the tiles in the bathroom upstairs are starting to lift around the shower and around the toilet.
The tiles are starting to lift around the toilet and around the shower. Now, hold on a second, just so I'm understanding. The tiles are lifting on the floor outside of the shower, or the tiles are lifting inside of the shower?
No. It's a regular shower floor.
Got it.
I don't have... And I have tiles on the walls, but no tiles on the floor. It's just the regular, whatever that
It's like a terrazzo base or something like that, fiberglass base. But the tiles that are loose, are they in the shower stall or outside of the shower stall?
No, they're outside.
Okay.
They're not loose yet, but they're raising up.
Okay. And so it sounds like this is more of a toilet issue than anything.
Okay.
You're not seeing, when you use this shower, Sorrel, you're not seeing any water on the floor after you get done in the shower. Is there a shower door or shower curtain? What do you have
there? Yes, there's a shower. It's a shower door.
Okay.
No, there's no water on the floor. The only thing I have are these tiles lifting, and I think mm-hmm. they start lifting by the toilet first.
Okay, well then my guess would be, based on that, from an advice standpoint, is that you've got an issue with the wax ring that the wax ring where that toilet is sitting, then that could be slightly leaking when you flush the toilet, working its way under those tiles where you're starting to see that lift. We probably need to start with a plumber.
Right.
You got a bunch of choices, but do you have a plumber that you work with? Because otherwise you could call somebody like PermaSeal has plumbing services. You could contact them. You could also go to plumbers911. .com. That's really good licensed plumbers that work in where you had Des Plaines, right? They could come out there and take a look at it if you don't have a plumber that you currently work with.
Right. Which one would you suggest?
Either one.
Okay.
I can with confidence tell you either one of those contacts. PermaSeal is 800-421-SEAL.
421 SEAL.
And Plumbers 911, I think it's 800 Plumbers 911, or I know their website is plumbers911.com.
I don't have a computer. I'd just be doing this by phone.
All right, well, keep listening. I'll have Lindsay look up that number, and then we'll give out that number just so I give you the right one, because they have different phone numbers. I want to make sure that you can call them, and then what they'll do at plumbers911.com is that they represent all kinds of plumbers in the area, you know, licensed, very well, highly regarded plumbers, that you could get a couple of estimates on this so that, you know, at least you have a way to, see who's going to give you the best deal. Actually, you ready? I have that number from Lindsay. It's 833.
Yes.
It's 833-758.
Got it.
69 11.
Okay, I've got it. That's Plumbers 911.
Right. You call them and let them know that I spoke with you, and they will take very good care of you, I promise. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. This is Elaine in Frankfurt. Hi, Elaine. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Oh, no, I'm not Elaine, but that's okay. Good morning, Lou.
Hi, who are you?
This is Denise.
Hi, Denise. Wait.
Denise.
Hey, it's Denise. Hey, Denise, how you doing?
Yeah.
Well, don't worry. We'll fix all this. We'll fix all this in post. No one will ever hear this part. Hi, Denise.
Hi.
I get it.
How can I help you?
All right. So here's our scoop. We recently moved from Chicago to Bloomington. We've been in a house with well water for just under a year. And there's times we're working on fixing our water softener. But every now and then we're getting hard water through our fixtures. And we get the stains from it. So we have some Corian countertops. We've got some stone, some porcelain tiles, grout, what have you. And I've been cleaning all our fixtures with vinegar. It's been the most effective. I've tried like a different number of products, like, I don't know, Rock Doctor and CLR and all that stuff. So far, vinegar has been the best. I've used a lot of it, and I'm wondering if I'm going to suffer later because of it, if I'm doing any damage to our beautiful, nice.
Well, you're going to suffer a little bit. I mean, eventually, that because the vinegar is acidic, right? And even these other cleaning products, you know, the chemicals that they have in it are as well. And so, you know, if you're going at a fixture and you're wiping it down with a rag or whatever, and it's, you know, you're eventually going to wear it out, or you're going to dull it. There's no question. The vinegar probably will take a little bit longer, but it'll still do its damage. Getting this hard water thing under control is going to be super helpful just in general. You know, the odor of the water.
Right.
I don't know if you drink this water. but even just how you feel in the shower. I mean, I've spoken about the fact that I've got a home that has a Kinetico water softener, and I've been having problems with
it. That's exactly what we have.
Okay, yep. Well, I've been having problems with it, too. And so what I can tell you is, have you done anything to that system that you have now? Is it, do you know, is it a two-tank system with a brine tank?
It is, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you manually regenerated the system yet?
We've regenerated it. I think the newest discovery on it was that maybe there was like a filter in the bottom that you're supposed to clean out.
Right.
If there's not, then we clean something out. Recently it got like, you know, it kind of got spruced up a little bit. It's definitely an older system, mm-hmm. but I mean, we've enjoyed softened water more often than hard water. That issue is just when it's not working, you don't have time to fix it, you're letting it go.
Right.
And then your stains are building.
Well, I'm going to give you the same advice that I'm going to give myself, because I, you know, here I am, the Mr. Fix-It guy, and I'm like, oh, I can figure this out. You know, I'm going to look at whatever. And I have exhausted all of what I have. And these systems are, there's really not a lot of moving parts to it. And so I think that your system, my system too, is about 14 years old, is that the motor at the top, the little click thing that you adjust, I think that needs to be replaced. And for us, it's been 14 years, and I don't know how old your system is, but I think that we both have to call the Kinetico dealer and have them show up and fix it once and for all. Because when they work, I mean, I'm going to give you, for 14 years, this system has worked flawlessly, okay? There'd been no issues with it whatsoever. So they're really, really good units. But we both need to call the, maybe if I can get my guy to come to me, then he'll drive down to Bloomington. I doubt it. But I know there's I know there's dealers down there. And
he's welcome.
Right. I was just at Lou's house. I got him all fixed up. I got that thingamajiggy he talked about. But you go to their website and find a dealer, have a service call. I'll do the same, and then you and I will talk on the phone next week and see what happened.
I like it. Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
We've got a greenhouse attached to our house.
Nice.
There's an electric heater in it, but in the winter it's cold, and is there any heating alternatives for a greenhouse without just running an electric heater?
Well, and do you keep the greenhouse? What do you do with it?
So there's some exercise equipment in it. It's kind of like that feature piece where, you know, if you're not in the family room, you're in there. It's chilly.
You probably just need to enhance it more with something else. And maybe what you think about doing is putting a ventless gas heater in there. Something that's like 20,000 BTUs. You run a gas line. Has a pilot light. You can set the thermostat and forget it. It will do such a better job of heating that space as opposed to just an electric heater, and it'll cost you way less to run. Thanks so much, Denise, for the phone call.
Now more than ever, it's important to actually enjoy our work-from-home spaces. But few companies nail the perfect work-from-home aesthetic like our new Tulu 2 this morning from GroveMade. All right, let's focus on your laptop. Great for on-the-go, no wires, cords, but the biggest issue when using one is comfort, right? It can get uncomfortable, hot, and you can't move around much. A great option? A laptop stand. Laptop stands basically act as a small table that can fit just about anywhere, giving you the freedom to set up anywhere in your house. Now, you may know this already. There are a ton of laptop stands out there. Steel, plastic, and some wood. Truthfully, while any basic stand is perfectly acceptable, the one we're talking about today is a handmade wood one from Grove Made. The Grove Made laptop stands are a blend of minimalist and sturdy design that give you a super solid, elegant looking stand. It features an angled, stable platform for improved ergonomics, a stainless steel stop lined with premium vegetable tanned leather, fancy, to hold your laptop so it doesn't slide down, and room below for stowing your accessories. The wood motif that comes in two colors, walnut and maple, creates a more cozy, homely, and natural look, and will look great in your office. They are super sharp to look at, sleek, it feels good when you're using it, and it's made right here
handmade in Portland, Oregon. Coming in at $150, this thing is the creme de la creme. Can you find a less expensive one? Yes. But if working from home is in your foreseeable future for a while, this is a great investment. You will not be disappointed. I love it. Take a look for yourself at what I'm talking about. We'll put it up on Lou's Instagram page, on his Facebook page, or you can check out grovemade.com.
That's this week's
Hey,
now back to your host.
I like the Grove Made stuff. It's really
sharp looking.
I mean, when you go to their website and you look at all this stuff, you're using the laptop stand right now, right?
Right, right.
I really like the they have a whole desk shelf system with like a long mm-hmm. shelf, and then they got a really cool like a stand for your keyboard. Like, I use a Mac, right? And the keyboard, the Bluetooth keyboards, you know, they're super thin,
right?
Right. But they don't, like, angle up at all. It would really be nice if it angled up a little bit, you know, for my big meat hooks.
Right.
It's really sharp. It's really sharp stuff.
Yeah.
How much is the one you're using?
It's $150.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
But it's handmade. It is, like, super solid, sturdy look. You know, and if you're going to have this home office for a while and you kind of want to make it look good and just, you know, you feel better when you're in put-together offices.
Oh, I
know,
totally agree.
When you've got a milk carton over here holding up your...
Yeah. No, I totally agree. That's really cool stuff. So check it out. The website is grovemade.com. That's our Noodaloo 2. This week sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines right now and talk with, I think this would be Elaine, who's in Frankfurt. Hi, Elaine.
Hi, Lou.
Morning. How may I help you?
Good morning. I had a new kitchen sink, a white enamel cast iron sink installed in my home less than 2 months ago. And what we've noticed is that it's starting to stain on the bottom and anywhere where if we're rinsing spinach, if spinach stays on there for any length of time, it seems like the color is transferring into the enamel. And I'm concerned because it's a brand new sink and I don't know how to remove this sort of golden color that's on the bottom of the sink right now. Don't know if that's from hard water or how that got there, and then what we can do to maybe protect the sink from any type of other discoloration.
Is this an undermount sink or an overmount sink?
It is an...
What kind of countertops do you have?
Just like a Formica.
Okay, so when you look at the countertop, if you run your hand along the countertop, you'll bang into the sink, right? It doesn't flow into. It's the sink went over the top and in.
Yes.
Who's the maker of the sink?
Kohler.
I think you have a bad porcelain job because there's no way that should be staining like that. I mean, you're telling me if you rinse spinach and a little bit of that spinach goes on there, and you leave it there for even just a couple hours, it's stained?
Because right now the bottom of the sink is stained, yes.
Yeah.
It's stained with like a yellowish color, and we do have hard water out here.
Yeah.
But...
Well, hold on a second. And so the yellowing that you have in the sink is... that happened almost immediately? Because the staining could be... on the yellow, not the porcelain. See what I mean? Let's try this. What do you normally use to clean the sink?
Right now, I've just been, because I'm so cautious about using anything too abrasive, I've just been using just dishwasher detergent.
Okay, let's try for just to get it clean, to get rid of the hard water stain, to see if I'm right about this. Something like... do you have any Comet or kitchen cleanser like that, like a Barkeeper's Friend or anything like that?
Well, you know what? Yes. I had just gotten the Barkeeper's Friend as a countertop type thing that we tried because our countertops were getting a little stained.
All right. Get the sink a little wet. sprinkle the kitchen, the barkeeper's friend, which is my fave, onto the, okay. Or you're doing this right now. And then do you have a plastic scouring pad, like a Scotch-Brite pad or something like that on the other side of a sponge?
I do.
All right. Get the sink nice and clean. Get all the yellow off of there, which the barkeeper's friend will do. Now we know it's nice and white and there's no staining on there. It's just the porcelain. Then I want you in the next couple of days, make some spinach. It's good for your iron level. Are you low iron? Are you anemic?
I love spinach just to keep my iron level.
I love spinach. It's like my favorite thing. You know what drives me? What I'm always amazed by at spinach is you buy the huge thing of spinach and then you put it into the pan to saute it and it just like disappears. It's incredible, right?
Right. You have only. Yes. You know what? I'm doing the barkeeper's friend right now as we're on the phone. Do I have to leave this barkeeper's friend on there for any length of time?
If you scrub it right now, if all of a sudden you're scrubbing and it's not coming clean, if you let it sit there a little bit for, you know, like 10 minutes, that'll certainly help you. And
okay.
And so then get it all clean. Okay. And now make some spinach. Maybe saute some onions and spinach. I like to do the onions and the spinach and mushrooms. It's fantastic.
Okay,
so do that.
I do too.
I know. It's delicious. Oh, my gosh. I'm coming over. Then if you do
anytime,
this.
Anytime. I'm always cooking.
Listen to me. If you do this and then you're like, it's not staining, then what's staining is that hard water film that's over the top, and that's what you need to keep away from there, okay? And I know you don't want to be abrasive on this thing, and this is going to sound crazy, but you could do this, and I'll explain. Have you heard me talk about a product called Superzilla?
No.
It's a lightweight oil, bio-based, non-flammable, biodegradable, and it's a cleaner, and it's non-abrasive. And if you were to squirt that on the bottom of your sink once a week, let it sit there for 5 minutes, and then take a white Scotch-Brite pad and just give it a little scrubbing, non-abrasive, will clean it up, and it'll shine like the top of the... Who's with me? It'll shine like...
Kreitzer Building!
Thank you, the Kreitzer Building, okay?
I used to think it was Kreitzer, my old last
Kreitzer,
name.
Kreitzer Building, mm-hmm. Right.
The Kreitzer Building.
The Kreitzer Building, okay? Try that. But now if the staining comes back, Elaine, then you've got a bad porcelain sink and you got a contact Kohler.
Kohler or the plumber who purchased the sink?
Well, Kohler, because they're ultimately going... I mean, it could be the plumber, but he's going to contact... If the plumber provided the sink... And put it all in, then I would go to them because they'll go to Kohler to get the sink replaced. It's, you know, it's a manufactured thing. It could be, you know, whatever. Something went wrong. It's not quite there, but it should not stain that easily whatsoever.
Because it seems like when I'm even cleaning the sides of the sink, it seems like the sink does not feel super glossy and smooth.
Right. There's you
it just feels like I
think you got a bad sink. I know it's a hassle, but that's what's going on. But try the cleaning first. Try that out. If it doesn't work, call the plumber back and say, I think this is a bad manufacturer of a sink, and they should be able to get the sink from Kohler for free. And quite honestly, if he installed it and he supplied it, then that's his baby to reinstall. You shouldn't be paying for the reinstallation on that. No way, no how. All right. Thanks so much for the phone call. I appreciate it. When we come back talking about Superzilla, I cleaned the oven, and I used Superzilla. I tested it out, because what am I like? I'm like a
scientist.
I'm like a scientist. Wait till I give you my results of cleaning my oven with Superzilla. Be ready to be amazed. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Back to your host, your handyman hero, Lou Manfredini, and House Smarts Radio.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of
muscle. So our oven was,
muscle and
we do a lot of cooking.
Skin and bones.
spinach, mushroom, onions. We don't do that in the oven. And I looked in my cabinet, and I've used the, you know, Easy Off oven cleaner, which is like the great way to, you know how, you know, men in particular, as they get older, they can get hairy, you know, where you got to use the tool to trim your nose hairs and your ear hairs, you know, men that. Or you could just clean the oven, because if you spray the Easy Off, it'll burn all the hair off your nose. It's such a caustic thing. So anyway, I go shake the can of Easy Off, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to spray a little bit. There's not much left in there, and it's not doing a good job. But you know what I'm going to do, Lindsay? I'm going to use the Easy Off with the drill brush on the end of my cordless drill, right? Because I'm going to make, hey, I got the tools. I'm going to do what I'm doing here, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I'm thinking, huh, you know, I do have a brand new bottle of Superzilla, and it's like this amazing stuff that you can do stuff with. So I spray it in the oven. Like, I wiped out the Easy Off that came out with a damp rag. And I sprayed
Superzilla.
Superzilla, thank you. And, like, the glass, you know how the glass, when you look through the oven, can really get nasty? I let it sit there for 5 minutes. I took a flat blade razor, just with my fingers, like a, you know, straight razor. It like, came away like I was cutting through butter with a hot knife. And then I took the drill brush and I scrubbed the inside of the door. It looks brand new.
Wow.
Now wait. Hold it. Then I wiped it off. Damp rag, you know, just to get it all off. And then I thought, I should turn the oven on to just, you know, bake off any stuff that's left there. Now, remind you, the Superzilla is biodegradable. It is non-flammable and it's non-caustic. Do you remember, Joe, or anybody, there was a Grammys where Ike Turner was on stage, and he was playing the piano, and they had like a smoke machine going, and the smoke machine went awry that throughout the whole song you couldn't see Ike Turner? Look it up on YouTube. It's like a famous thing from the Grammys. And, like, they made jokes about it on late-night TV where Ike Turner was playing and there was so much smoke that you couldn't even see him during the performance. That's the amount of smoke that came out of the oven when I turned it on to bake off the Superzilla. So, if you're going to do it, play some Ike and Tina Turner while you're doing it just to be in the mood. Are you looking for the YouTube video? I'm sure it's there.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking for it. I can't find it, though.
This is a must-see right here. Yeah, yeah, it's a must-see. He's up there. I mean, I remember the late-night hosts making all kinds of jokes about it way, way back when. 877-213-4LU is our phone number. 877-213. This is Chris in Downers Grove. Hey, Chris, you're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for the very entertaining music while on hold.
You're welcome.
I just had my bathroom remodeled, and I have a walk-in shower with one fixed glass panel and one swinging door.
Okay.
And I'm having some water leakage. Should I expect those two things, when they meet, to be watertight?
Well, when they meet, there's no type of weather stripping, right? It's just the two pieces of glass together?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, water, if it's a nice, tight, you know, plumb fit between the two, any water that would go there should create this phenomenon called water sheeting, meaning that, you know, unless you were holding the sprayer at it, it should just catch the glass and drop down. Is it leaking right then and there?
Like, yeah.
At the base of it.
At the base.
Yes.
When I get out of the shower, there's a small puddle right where the door and the panel meet.
What the glass, the fixed panel, and the kind of the curb of the shower, what is that? Is that tile? Is it a piece of granite? What is it?
No, it's a cast shower base.
Right.
So it's a solid surface, one piece.
Mm-hmm. Let's make sure
The bottom of the swinging door has a weather strip on it.
Right, right. What makes me, depending on that curb, is if it's not pitched correctly. Did you just have this all done?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When?
They finished it around Thanksgiving.
My guess is that pan is not pitched correctly and you're getting a little bit of pitch. Your question is this. Should water leak out of that? Absolutely not. And if you took a little torpedo level or something perpendicular to that curb when the door is open, make sure that it's pitched towards the sink, towards the drain, not away. And if it's not pitched properly, that could be why you're getting water, but you should not get any water whatsoever there.
Okay.
All right, so I'd call them back and have them take a look at it. Thanks so much for the phone call.
Well, Mr. Castorini, what do you think?
$10,800.
That seems like a lot.
Look, there are three kinds of pipe. There's the kind of pipe you have, which is garbage. Then there's rock, which is pretty good, unless something goes wrong. And something always goes wrong. And then there's copper, which is the only pipe I use. It costs money.
Now back to Lou Manfredini.
It costs money because it saves money.
And House Smarts Radio.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down.
Welcome back. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini.
And it burns.
Okay, I know that you and Don, Joe, are searching feverishly for Ike Turner and the Smoke Machine.
Oh, yes, of course.
I think it's Curtis Mayfield.
I was going to say.
It was tough to find.
Isn't this another Roger McDowell situation?
No. Hold on a second. It's a little bit around it's the same sort of genre of music. I mean, Curtis Mayfield, like Turner, they're, in the same realm of, that's where I would get confused.
Yeah, but Google's not going to make that leap for me.
No, it's not. Correct. That is not.
We need a Lou translator sometimes on our Google searches.
Believe me, do you know how many times I will send an email or a text to Lindsay, and, my big fat fingers will go and it'll say whatever, right? I was trading emails or text messages with John Williams this morning, and I go real fast, because you're on the air. Oh, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, oh, no, that's not what I meant. Then she'll just text me back and say, decoder ring. Like, she has no idea what I just said.
And sometimes you don't even know what you said.
No, and I'm like, wait, what was I saying? What was I saying? So somewhere there's a video of Curtis Mayfield, and as I remember, he's up on a platform with his band, and he starts to play, and there's like a smoke machine, and at one point, it looks like he's on fire. So see if you can find that.
Totally.
But couldn't you make the argument that if you're trying to clean out the oven and the kitchen is just engulfed in smoke, you wouldn't want to be seen. You would just run to the other room and be like, what the heck is going on over there?
So I'm cleaning the oven, and my wife is in the house as well. And I'm like, are you, as the smoke is bellowing, I go, are you in here? Because I didn't know where she was exactly. And she's like, yeah, I'm over. I'm like, okay, well, there's a lot of smoke. I'm going to open up the window. She's like, what's going on? Now, I will tell you that the Superzilla, as it smokes up, doesn't smell. So nice. You got that going for you.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's just,
Well, next time if that happens, just blame it on Ike Turner.
Exactly.
That's the lesson.
It was Ike Turner, Curtis Mayfield, something. Now I want to rejoin with some Curtis Mayfield music. I think Curtis Mayfield, isn't his big hit, People Get Ready? People Get Ready.
I don't know. I'm not taking your word on any profile names anymore.
Never mind.
For all we know, it's Barry White.
Right, it could be Barry White. It could be. That would be the same. Also, the Jane. Anyway, I'm going to stop now. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568. This is Joanne in Huntley. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How may I help you?
Smoke alarms.
Oh, we were just talking about smoke.
Pardon?
Go ahead. We were just talking about smoke.
Oh, okay. My house was built 16 years ago. And my smoke alarms are starting to eat batteries. And they're always beeping. And I feel like I'm living in the birdhouse at Lincoln Park.
Oh gosh. Wait. How old are these units?
16 years.
Yeah, you're due. I mean, look, the average life of those older units is about 7 years old. Now what you can buy is, you can buy, Joanne, these 10-year battery units.
That's what I was calling to ask you.
Right.
Where do I get them?
Any hardware store. You can either do the First Alert brand or the Kidde brand. Those are probably the two major brands that are there. And you put these up. This is my trick. is that when I put new smoke detectors on, I have a little black magic marker, and I can hear your smoke detectors beeping, and I just write, yeah. I would put 2021 on them, where you can see it. So now you know, 10 years from now, you're going to replace the whole thing. The unit, the battery comes with it, and that's it. It just works out great.
Okay, would AC have them?
Absolutely. For sure.
Okay.
Ace will probably have the First Alert brand. How big of a home do you have?
2,700 square feet.
How many bedrooms and...
I have four.
Okay. So in a perfect world, you've got, if you have a basement, you put one in the basement. You put one at the top of the stairs coming from the basement. You put one near the kitchen, not in the kitchen, because, you know, when you're cooking or cleaning the oven,
yeah.
Like me.
Set them off.
Right, set them off. And then you should have one in the hallways outside of the bedrooms.
So okay, because right now I've got them in the bedroom, right outside the bedroom. I have two bedrooms across the hall from each other. Mm-hmm. There are three smoke alarms.
I mean... There's no such thing as there's no such thing as too many, but I think that you don't need that many, and so
it's like smoke alarm central.
Correct.
Here.
And what I would do is invest a little bit more in the smoke and carbon monoxide detector combination units. Those will be about $50 a piece. And so if you bought four of them, I think that you'll be covered, no problem. And they have a 10-year battery. And you just screw them onto the wall, and you're good to go.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck. I appreciate you calling this morning. Some building codes will require, that every bedroom has a smoke detector. You certainly could replace those as well. I mean, if they're hardwired, these new battery ones, there's a plate you can just put there to disconnect the hardwire and put it right over the top of that. And you could go with a smoke detector only in the bedroom and then a smoke carbon monoxide combination in the hallway and then replace everything else. But you definitely want a smoke and carbon monoxide, let me check that. You definitely want a carbon monoxide detector on every level of the home. And the interesting thing to remember about carbon monoxide is it's the same chemical weight as the air that we breathe. It doesn't matter if it's high or low, because if there was a carbon monoxide leak, it would envelop the room at the same disbursement rate as air does, and so the sensor will work high or low. So that's not critical. But if you're going to buy the combination, obviously it's up high, that's perfectly fine, and then you're covered, which is great. 9:17 in the morning, Lou Manfredini here with you. Hey, remember, if you want to send us some text messages, we're going to do that after 9:30 this morning. You can send those text messages to our phone number, 877-213-4-LOU. We're going to take a quick break and be back right after this. Mm-hmm. Hey, a clean home is a healthy home. Call Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. Schedule your carpet cleaning here in January, and you'll get three rooms cleaned for just $114. What are these people doing? They're like giving the work away. This is the best $114. It was the best $139 you were going to spend. Now it's $114. Winter's a great time to get it done as well. The crisp, cool air will help dry your carpets and keep it clean. Look, they use this Sealador system to keep the cold out and the warm air in. Call 630-990-8600 or schedule online at WGNClean.com.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini. Here he is now on House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. 877-213-4-LOU. I'm wondering if your love's still strong. Ooh, baby. Here I am. Lindsay? Could you please read what you found out about the smoke machine and the Curtis Mayfield for the Doubting Thomases that are go by the name of Joe and Don?
Healthy skeptic.
Healthy skeptic.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Rightfully so. After much searching, partly being under Ike Turner, who we were first informed.
Okay, just read.
Okay, a fog machine spread smoky ambiance across the stage in March of 1973 at the Grammys, right before Curtis Mayfield walked out. When he started singing, it didn't stop blowing for the entire performance. Billows of fog blocked him from the audience's view. He felt like a fool, he said in front of him. I mean, this was like his grand debut what had happened the year before.
Right.
Awful. But I couldn't find the video, though, but that would be frustrating.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was embarrassed. I was not trying to embarrass Mr. Curtis Mayfield.
No. We know you were just trying to make your point.
He's probably
about Ike Turner.
He's probably humiliated anyway. You know, it was the smoke.
I think he passed away.
He did pass away.
Yeah. Sorry.
It was terrible.
It's just so interesting to hear somebody, you know, making a mistake and then just humbly admitting that they made a mistake and then moving on.
Exactly.
We're not used to it.
No.
A refreshing change.
All right. Well, I'm sorry.
Wait, Lindsay, can you mark that? Can we keep that? let's make that the next open.
I'm sorry.
Man, this
sorry
is brutal.
To put you all through this. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4LOU.
Did you hear that?
4LOU. 4LOU, right. Yeah, exactly. Poor me. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines here. And no, I don't have anybody there. I don't see it parked. You're giving me the signal there, but I don't have it. Hold on one second. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. We're just waiting to get that all.
They're there. They're just hidden behind the smoke.
I mean, exactly. Just you can't see them. It's very smoky in here right now. That's the problem. But we are going to do our Just Text Me segment after 9:30 this morning. So if you'd like to send in a few text messages, you can do that as well at 877-213-4LOU. That's the phone number and the text number. Here we go. This is Stan on the line. Hey, Stan, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou, to you and the crew.
How may we help
you? I have a question. You know those new lights that you put in and they're only really thin, like 3/4 of an inch?
Those lights you put in that are...
Ceiling lights. Ceiling lights. They're round. They replace the can lights.
Are we talking about
instead of a can light?
Yeah.
Instead of a can light, they have these really thin lights, LEDs. They're only like 3/4 of an inch in height, and they're like, you know, low clearance ceilings you put them in. Wow, I'm surprised you don't know.
No, I'm not. I'm not following you. Do you have existing can lights now?
No.
So you're just...
Go ahead. I put in several of these thin lights. They were 800 lumens. Now that I've put them in, the connections for them are just a little screw-in connection between the box and the circle where the light is. So the power for these things is... in the little box that you screw to your joists. And then there's a lead wire from that special box they supply to where the actual light fixture itself is. And then you plug a little plug and screw it in for power. I installed several of these type lights that were 800 lumens. Now that they are installed, I've realized I probably should have installed the 1100 lumens because they're not as bright as I had hoped. My question is, do I have to rip out my ceiling, take down the power leads for these lights, or can I just buy the new LED light package that is 1,100 units and then reconnect them instead of the 800 lumens to get more light?
Okay.
Or do I have to go back to the actual power cartridge that comes with these?
Well, okay. Now, I know the fixture. I know the type of fixtures you're speaking of. These are surface-mounted fixtures. I was unclear when you were describing it in the beginning. Was you're using this in an unfinished space, or you had boxes and you ran the wire and mounted these on a finished ceiling.
It was unfinished when I put them in.
I see. Okay.
But now it is finished.
Got it.
And the complaint is, honey,
it's not bright enough.
Light.
Right. Okay. So here's the thing. It all depends on, you know, LEDs use a driver to light them. And so if you're going to return these, what was your plan? Were you just going to go buy the 1100 and then return the 800?
No, I'm stuck because the 800 power packs are inside the ceiling screwed to a joist.
Got it. Okay. So
in order to get them out, I have to make a larger hole than the 6 inches.
Got it. Okay. So this is what I would do. Who's the manufacturer of this fixture? Do you know?
Halo makes them, okay, and General Electric makes them.
Okay. You need to contact them to find out if the driver that comes with the 800 lumen fixture is the same driver that runs the 1100. My guess is it's the same. Okay, because that's not a huge change. And the other thing that you have to ask them is the connection point on the 1100 unit the same one? Because it wouldn't surprise me.
It is.
You know that for a fact.
Yeah, because I've installed the 1100s elsewhere and at my daughter's house, and they seem from memory to be the same.
Okay, well, if they're the same, my guess is the driver's the same, because it wouldn't. What they typically do if they if for some reason the driver's different, they'll change that plug system so that you don't make the mistake of plugging the wrong fixture into the wrong driver. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
So that's, yeah, it's like a fail-safe thing. But at the same time, if you've already installed the 1100 unit, if you still have that packaging where, you know, perhaps, or a
couple. No, the 800 are in. I want to change just the light part to 11.
Correct. My point is if you have a cut sheet from the 1100 watt that you put at your daughter's, you could probably see information about the driver, and if the numbers are the same, go buy the 1100 and plug them in. I just don't want you to burn up. I don't want you to burn up the driver by doing this without verifying.
And then turn it on the ceiling.
Well, right. Then you exactly went against everything you just wanted to do. And it may be as simple as a phone call to Halo. I'm sure they have a technical support line. Not a ton of people are calling Halo, but you could certainly contact them and say, hey, this is what I want to do. Will it work? And if they say, yeah, go for it, then buy the 1100 watts and, you know, take your lumps with the 800 that aren't enough and go from there. I appreciate the phone call.
Time for Just Text Me.
How do you do this?
Maybe it's your fingernails. It's easy, look.
It's that easy.
And sent.
Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
It's so funny how we don't talk.
But you can text us, and we do talk.
You do.
I can just hear my wife saying that. You just stop talking. Stop talking. I mean, I really, you know, when you think about this, I think the problem for me is that I only really get to talk to you all once a week. And I've got it in me to talk to you six times a week, you know, if I had to, but I think
you
I
hold
just...
hold it in all week.
I just drive everybody around me crazy.
Yeah.
You don't have to agree with that. And then there was just a little promo there for the Home Sweet Home Chicago, that's coming up next after me with David Hochberg. And he says, set your alarm. If you got to set your alarm at 10 o'clock in the morning, I mean, you should already be up. So stay tuned for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Don't set the alarm. You can sleep till 9 and just wake up on your own, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago starting at 10.
What if they work overnights?
Well, then they should be asleep. Like, if they work overnights, go to bed. Right? You got to go to work. Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You have some text messages for us?
Yeah, I do. We have a lot of texts. You got a lot of them about that Super Zilla product that you were talking about.
Whatever happened to that guy? We love that guy. Remember that guy? We were at an ACE convention, and he's, like, so passionate. I haven't talked to that guy in forever, and I love him. He's from Michigan.
Call him. Maybe he'll listen to you.
You know what? Will you do me a favor and find the Superzilla guy and let's get him on the air? Because he is a passionate man, and he has this product called Superzilla. How many years ago was that? I mean, the problem is they're all folding into one another. I was just telling Bob Ferguson off the air about you should watch Silver Linings Playbook because we're hearing all these betting ads on there, and that movie's from 2012. I mean, that's crazy. It's a good movie, by the way. Superzilla is a bio-based, meaning I believe it's soybean-based, and it's a lightweight oil, and it's a cleaner. And it's like one of the, it's, you know, if it was the back in the West and there was a cart, like with a horse, I'd be selling it like it, you know, I'd come into town, hey, everybody, I got the Superzilla for you. And you can spray it on your, you know, whatever. You can pull teeth with it and do whatever. But it really does work. As a lightweight oil, what I really like about it, it has this, what they call capillary properties, that when you spray it on a nut or a bolt, it kind of works its way in like a caterpillar and will loosen the stuff up. But it's also a cleaner. I've used it. I have a white car, and I had some tar on the, you know, by the wheel well. You know, you see the black tar in a white car, not good. Sprayed a little of the Superzilla on there, waited a little bit, wiped it away. I mean, wiped it away. And then I used it, so you can use this on a lot of different things, and it really is a terrific product. You'll find it at most hardware stores, Ace Hardware stores, and you can use it for...
And if you can't find it there, what can they... That was another question, is she's gone to her Ace Hardware...
Superzilla.com? Can you buy it online?
.us.
Superzilla.us. And when you go to the thing, salute, right? Because it's .us. Okay. Another text?
Okay. Oh, no, I lost my place.
Sorry.
Keep talking. I got it.
Okay.
No, I got it. Okay. Can vinyl flooring planks be installed on floors with radiant heat?
They absolutely can. If we're talking about luxury vinyl, I will preface that by saying that there will be a designation on the floor that says compatible with radiant floor heating. So you just want to make sure. I think some of the lesser expensive products that you'll find out there that, you know, will be under $2 a foot may not be compatible for radiant floor heating, but just make sure that it's compatible and you absolutely can install it for sure. One of the vinyls that I've talked about is a company called, I have nothing to do with them, but it's called Cali Bamboo. They make a really high quality vinyl floor, and you could learn about that. Go to their website, which is calibamboo.com. All right. Oh, she's talking. Sorry.
Sorry, my daughter just walked in with a
question.
Music, a little boombox.
Oh, there you go. Right. Curtis Mayfield?
Honey, we're doing a,
Curtis Mayfield?
Doing a live radio show.
All right, here we go.
No. It's like JoJo Siwa.
Oh, nice.
Okay, what is the name of the product Lou recommends for cleaning a stained Kohler sink that won't scratch the surface?
Oh, well, that was the Superzilla product that I mentioned, the cleaner. Right, well, and so the idea behind that is that you spray it on there. It's an oil. That's what's so strange about this product. But there's something in it, and it works, and it's really something. So spray it on there, and then don't use anything super abrasive on the material. So that's why use a plastic scrubbing, scouring pad. I really like the Chore Boy brand. They make a copper and a plastic one. Those two combinations, everybody's kitchen should have those under the sink, because that copper one I use all the time for the pots and pans. And I mentioned about the a barkeeper's friend. And, boy, if you want to shine up your aluminum pans or anything, both top and bottom, you go at it with a copper Chore Boy and the barkeeper's friend, and it is going to be look brand new. I just, you know what?
More.
I love it.
Oh,
go ahead.
I know. One more. I just installed a new sump pump. Besides the loud knocking of the pipes, the kitchen sink gurgles when the washing machine drains into the sump pump pit. What can I do to remedy this?
Say the last part again.
The kitchen sink gurgles when the washing machine drains into the pump pit.
So if my guess there is it's a backup in the stack that the sink shares with the pit, which I'm going to assume is a ejector pit, not a sump pump pit, because that would be NG, no good. That there's a clog in that, right at that knuckle, that point where the vent goes into the ground, and it's backing up from the force of the washing machine throwing all that water in there, and you probably need to rod that out. If there's a clean out there, that would be something I would contact a plumber. If they put a rod down in there, the trick is we got to make sure that the snake goes down, not up. A lot of times what happens is plumbers will come in, they'll put a rodder in a clean out, and maybe less experienced plumbers, you really got to pay attention that it goes down, not up, because you were like, oh, there it goes, it's going in, and it's going up, it's not doing anything. We want to make sure it goes down, clear that out, and that should solve the problem altogether. That's our Just Text Me segment this morning here on House Smarts Radio. You can call us, 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. We'll take a quick break and get back to your phone calls right after this. Welcome to winter driving in Chicago. Snow, salty road, the ice. Oh, this is when you want to have a car that's ready and it's prepared, right? You need the right SUV. Look no further than the Chevy Equinox with switchable all-wheel drive traction select for performance on the ice and the snow. Plus, it automatically engages all the safety technology like low speed forward automatic braking, lane departure warning with side blind zone alert. I think that side blind zone alert is just the greatest. That is just the best invention. That's better than sliced bread. Also, you got forward collision alert, and you can keep your family safe this winter with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. You see, it's not just service, it's peace of mind. Right now, you can get $5,500 cash allowance on most 2020 Chevy Equinoxes. Plus, the current GM owners get an additional $750 cash allowance, all adding up to big savings. Check out the Chevy Shop Click and Drive. You can shop online 24/7. Take advantage of home delivery. It's simple, it's safe, it's smart. See your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy Equinox, it's built for Chicago winters.
Good morning. You've got your radio tuned in to Lou Manfredini. Now back to your host right here on House Smarts Radio.
I don't need a whole lot of money. I don't need a big fine car.
Except the Chevy Equinox. Welcome back. This is Lois, who's in Oak Brook. Hi, Lois.
Hi, Lou.
Morning.
I have a good morning. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. I love that.
Sono italiana. Lou, I have used or old fire extinguishers, never used. And I can't, and I bought a new one. I think these might be 20 years old. How can I dispose of them? The firehouses don't want them. You can't put them in recycling. You can't put them in the garbage because they might explode.
No, so here's what I want you to do. Do you have a, when you're out and about, do you wear a mask?
Yes.
Go out to your garbage can. Have you ever operated a fire extinguisher before?
No.
Open up your garbage can, pull the pin, and discharge the fire extinguisher. I'm serious. This is going to be training, because here's the thing. When there's a fire, God forbid that you ever had to use a fire extinguisher, the vast majority of us have never used one. Okay?
Right.
And so what happens is in the panic of a fire, okay, oh my gosh, what do I do? And they grab that handle, and you're pulling the handle, and you can't understand why it's not working. Well, you have to pull the pin first, right? And then you pull the thing. Pull the pin, discharge it until it stops coming out, and then it'll smoke up, you know, it'll get in the air and whatever, but that's okay. It's not harmful to you, but I want you to wear a mask. And then once the smoke calms down, throw it in the garbage can.
But you said to put it in the garbage can, I mean, to spray it into the garbage can.
Correct.
Won't it just ruin my garbage can? It'll be full of chemicals.
No, it's a powder material, I'm assuming, since they're 20 years old. And they'll be it'll cover everything in a powder, but it'll head off to the landfill, and it'll blend in with all the other garbage they're putting out there.
So it should be a powder, because someone said after 20 years there might be like goo at the bottom.
Well,
of it.
Well, the goo won't come out. But the point is, you've released the pressure that's in there. So from a I mean, remember, this is what happens at a landfill. They back up that garbage truck that comes from your house and everybody else's house, and then there's a giant piece of equipment with metal wheels that have like it looks like a meat grinder on the bottom, and it just smashes and does whatever. So even if you threw it out there without discharging it, you would not hurt anyone, because no one gets near it without some giant piece of equipment. But since you're going to get rid of it anyway, why not practice using a fire extinguisher before you dispose of it?
Good idea. So I pull the pin and aim it in the can.
Correct.
Okay. One other thing. Everyone's all concerned about smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors. I think it would be a good idea to recommend them that have a voice. This probably saved my sister's life. She went to bed one night, and you know how you hear the beep, beep, beep when the battery's low, and often you tend to ignore it. And all of a sudden, there was a loud voice outside her bedroom door, and it said, carbon monoxide in the house, get out of the house. That woke her up.
I love that. I love that. There are even smoke detectors that you can buy that you can record your own voice.
Wow.
So for children who can be clueless, you know, like, oh, whatever, I didn't hear the beep. Well, now if they hear their mother's voice or their father's voice or their grandparents' voice and you say, Jimmy, get up, there's a fire, well, that might rattle you as well and get them out of there. But you're right. You can spend up. That costs more money, of course. But the bottom line is, we got to make sure that we have working smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors in every home, and they only last about 10 years. And so if you're going to upgrade to the voice ones, I absolutely am right there with you. Thanks so much for the phone call. We need to take a quick break, and we'll be back. No. Never mind.
Barbara.
Just when I think that I'm following all of these text messages you're sending me. Barbara in Arlington Heights, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, good morning. We're going to get you out of... Hi, how are you? We're going to send you a House Smarts radio hat sponsored by our friends at Cobblestone Remodeling. If you're working from home and you need a little help, and well, they're a design-build company for kitchens, baths, additions, siding, and windows, and they can help create a space that you can use. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com or call 773-661-0606. How can I help you?
Yes. I have just become a great grandma.
God bless you.
And I have a 100-year-old rocking chair up in the attic, but it has one rocker panel broken, and I'm wondering where I can get that fixed.
Rocker? You mean the bottom of it, the ski that it sits on?
Yeah, the rocker panel.
It's broken or missing?
It's broken.
When you look at it, can you? Like, boy, if I could glue this back together, if I just put these two things back together, it would look out, it would work great.
Yeah, that's very possible.
Okay. So, because you can do this yourself. If you can have someone get that rocker out of wherever you're storing it, and where those two pieces of wood are, I want you to get a small bottle of wood glue.
Which kind?
Wood, W-O-O-D.
Okay.
Wood glue, either Elmer's or Tight Bond, but it has to specifically be, wood glue, okay?
Okay.
And so you're gonna put the glue in between these two pieces, and if you can get some clamps to clamp it together so it holds in place, we need pressure. And so then let that sit there for 24 hours. You just fixed it.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Right. And then I can rock him.
And then you can write. And so you just became a great grandmother. How many grandchildren do you have?
I have 15 grandchildren and 2 great grandchildren.
God bless you. And what's the name of the newest great grandchild?
Believe it or not, it's Holden.
Oh, I love that name. That's a beautiful name. Holden, that's great. Well, congratulations to you and Holden, and I look forward to seeing a picture of you holding Holden in your repaired rocking chair. How's that?
Oh, thank you so much. I love it.
You got it. Be well. I appreciate you calling this morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio. We'll be right back.